welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
This is Ruby Pan. Hello.
And this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ivan.
The rich people, I heard, the ultra rich are bored. Poor thing.
Oh dear.
Why? What happened?
Because, you know, they've gone to all the beaches in the world.
Oh,
and they've run out of beaches to go to.
Oh man.
Singapore, being the welfare company. Well, being the welfare.
Did you say company? You meant country.
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 Country. I didn't mean. Yeah, it's not company, right? Singapore is not company.
No.
It's a country. And, you know, the government developed the Southern Islands to help them.
They volunteered to do that.
Of course.
Oh, that's so nice of them.
Clean up the beach and reclaim some land so that the ultra rich have a new playground to go to.
Excellent.
See how good our government is?
Wow. Mm. Lovely, lovely. Welcome to the Lifestyles of the Super Rich, where we take you to the ritzy playgrounds of the world's big spenders. Today we visit a cluster of islands of the south of Singapore, which have been transformed into exclusive resorts for tourists of the premium class. Once known by unglamorous names such as Sisters, Lazarus, St. John's, Kusu, Takuko, Kias, and Ringgit, these islands are now known as Pulau Ului. They house swank designer spas and even a canal-laced marine village resort.
Hello, sir. Please watch your step. The gondola very small. Wow, what's that cigar you're smoking? I've never seen anything like that before.
Gondola boy, will you believe that I forgot to pack my best Colombian cigars? I had no choice but to use my $100 bills to roll my own. Good heavens! Watch out for that oil tanker!
Don't worry, sir. I'm very good with the gondola one. If you close your eyes, you can pretend you're in Venice.
The new resorts have suddenly created scores of satisfying jobs for underprivileged locals. And the developers are not stopping there. With the success of the Southern Island resorts, Singapore is now looking into redeveloping parts of its mainland. We speak to a representative from the Singapore Tourism Promotion Board.
Now that the Southern Islands are filled with high-end customers, we must build more places for the super rich to go. If not, they will get bored. So we have earmarked the areas of Haukang and Potong Pasir to be developed into a 140-hole golf course.
What's so special about these places?
Oh, Haukang and Potong Pasir haven't been upgraded as much as the other parts of the island. If we keep them as the residential areas, their rustic charms will be wasted on the poor and on the people who vote for the opposition.
So what's going to happen to the people who live there?
We are in the process of encouraging them to move to islands west and north of Singapore, Batam and Malaysia.
As more of Singapore develops into a premium playground, make sure you work hard and save your money today so you too can enjoy Singapore, the island resort for the super rich.
Hi, I am Gondola Boy. The Mr. Brown Show is a super rich production of MrBrownShow.com. Want to see my poll?